This is Jay Sekulow. Here's the latest. Atheist leaders complaining about U.S. troops praying before they go into combat missions.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
It's always good to start your day off with a fresh cup of coffee and an agitated atheist.
Imagine there's no heaven.
Can you give some examples of circumstances where, as an atheist, as a humanist, you felt left out?
Going on a military mission, for example, you know, we were getting ready to roll out, and everybody come in. So as the commander of this convoy, everybody come in, we're going to do a prayer first together. So I had to opt myself out of that situation, to out myself, because this commander took it upon himself to have a personal religious activity in the midst of a military mission.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Now, the person that was in command was a major, so I was still, you know, stepping outside. He was extremely unhappy about it. He said, oh, you know, why are you creating trouble? I said, you know, why are you creating trouble? Why are you excluding me from this activity? And we have a military mission, and for you to use your power to pull everyone in to do a Christian prayer is wrong.
No religion too.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
They're expected to support everyone. That leap to ensure that they have the training to understand us, and to ensure that chaplains are required to stock our materials and provide facilities and support to provide for our community, just as they do everyone else.
But I'm not the only one.
That is the leap that the chaplains have not been able to make yet. And once they extend to non-theists, the chaplaincy will have embraced all of the service members and the breadth of life stances and deeply held personal philosophies.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
You know, that was an interview that took place on NPR, and also discussions on our friends at CNS News have reported. And the situation, quite frankly, is that this particular captain was upset that before the mission began, that the commander, the major, got everybody together to pray before they went into battle. Which you would think would be something that no one's compelling them to pray, but it was certainly a nice gesture. And Jordan, worse than that, there was no allegation that the troops weren't prepared for battle. It was strictly the prayer itself was what this captain was objecting to, and is now trying to get the military to have atheist chaplains, whatever that would be.
Yeah, I mean, now this is the captain who's also the head of the Military Atheist and Free Thinkers Association. Remember, they are the same as American Atheists, a lot of crossover with that group. So they are the kind of group that wants to take down every mention of God in the country, the Ground Zero Cross, all of that. They're tied directly to them. But he, in a follow-up interview, Dad, after this NPR interview, he was asked by CNS News. They said, are you making an allegation that the preparation wasn't done? Because that's what he says there. He says, you know, we could have been preparing for battle, but instead we were praying. And then they followed up and said, are you saying that they didn't prepare? Is that the kind of charge you're making? Because that's a major charge against a military commander. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there's other stuff we could have been doing other than prayer. Of course, we were fully prepared, and all the preparations were put together. We were briefed. We had all the equipment done. This was a quick prayer, but you see how they make it a constitutional crisis. Now, what's interesting, too, Dad, yesterday in that Huffington Post piece really attacking us and Fox News for even covering these stories. I mean, they don't want anybody talking about what they're doing because it makes them look bad.
Right.
They talk about the lone atheist thing that we make up, but then they only cite one person as being as complaining about the Camp Pendleton cross. Guess who that is? The same guy who made those soundbite comments, Jason Torpy, who's the president of an atheist association,
right,
a national association. So he is the lone atheist. And the fact is that through their whole blog, they cited him. And they cited anonymous emails laced with profanity attacking our military to a point that is so profane, I have to wonder why they even included it. I mean, it just tells you they hate evangelicals to the point of words I can't use that even describe on air.
And they put that in their writings. Look, this is the nature of the battle we're engaged in, folks. Every day this month, we're going to bring you a new story. This one is the atheist complaining about prayer before the troops were going in to battle. We're taking your phone calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We've got a letter going to the Department of Defense. We want you to be part of it. That's our petition to defend the crosses around the country and military installations, to stand up for our military. Here's the number, 877-989-2255. Go ahead and sign that today, 877-989-2255. You can also sign up at aclj.org. And while you're there, make an online contribution, aclj.org.
It happens every holiday season, this one no exception. Atheist organizations are working aggressively to remove any symbol of our history and heritage. At Camp Pendleton, an atheist group is challenging a cross put in place by a few Marines, honoring four of their own killed in Iraq. An atheist group says the memorial sends, quote, a message of exclusion. And on the battlefield in Afghanistan, the U.S. Army has removed a cross that's been in place in front of a chapel. An atheist group declared victory, saying its removal protected, quote, the civil rights and neutrality towards religion. It's time to send a message to the Department of Defense. The Constitution clearly protects the right to display a cross, a powerful symbol of hope and comfort. Stand with the ACLJ and add your name to our petition right now. Tell the DOD that the cross displays are not only appropriate, but constitutional as well. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
Welcome back to Jay Seculo Live. You know, folks, it's been very interesting the last 24 hours, the ratcheted up attacks from, and I think it's because of the interviews we've been doing. You know, it was Fox News a couple times last week. I did Fox. I know we put it up at ACLJ.org yesterday. It was 4 a.m. in San Francisco on Saturday morning. It was 6:50 a.m., I think, on the East Coast, talking about the attack on the statue in Montana of Jesus. These are all the same groups, all the same people, and they don't like the fact that we're even telling people what they're doing, because when you start telling people what they're doing, they start getting defensive. Now they're complaining about a prayer before going into battle, making an allegation. Now, this is a heaven atheist group, making an allegation that basically they could have spent more time preparing. Then in a follow-up interview, that's what he said on NPR. In a follow-up interview, Jason Torpy was asked, wait, are you saying that they didn't do the right preparations and instead prayed, that the commander didn't do the right equipment preps and going over the maps and going over the plan? No, I'm not. Of course I'm not saying that. There's just other things we could have been doing. What other things? You know, other things military people could be doing. I mean, literally, probably a one-minute or less prayer, but he's got to make it into a crisis. He is the lone atheist, by the way. You know, this Huffington Post blog calling us liars for Jesus. Anytime they start going there, folks, you know they got nothing really to go on. They talk about how we make up the lone atheist center. First of all, I don't call it lone atheist. It's atheist, and there's just not very many of them. But they didn't do anything to refute it. The only atheist they mentioned by name in the entire blog is Jason Torpy, is the same guy who's now complaining to NPR about a prayer going into battle. And he's paid. I mean, he's the head of an interest group. This is his job, is to be the military atheist guy. And he's the only person by name against the Camp Pendleton cross, by name against this prayer. And folks, they'll call us liars for Jesus. They'll say, oh, team secular. They've got a profanity-laced email from an anonymous non-commissioned officer that they put on their own in the blog. They put it on the Huffington Post blog, saying things basically, let's just put it, damning any of the Christian soldiers who put up those crosses to hell. I mean, that's what they did in this, and used much, much worse, hardline profanity to get this point across in all caps. It was like a crazy kind of email that you'd get and say, okay, something's wrong with this person. And they put that up as an example of one of the military people who are not happy about the cross. Of course, that person didn't put their name, their rank, their division. Really, all they said was they're at Camp Pendleton and this profanity-laced email. And, of course, that's included in an attack on us. They even go after Dad, the fact I said 90% were Christian, but his boss, the founder of his organization, said 88%. In fact, that's who I cite throughout. So if 88% and 90% are now lying, if you say 90%, if the atheist estimated 88%, I have a feeling it's probably higher than that. And Folks, they're the ones that put the number there. So if they did some research, but of course, I actually like when they do this. And you should read it too. It's up at twitter.com/JordanSeculo because it tells you their hatred for evangelicals. They want these guys punished, Dad. They want them like court-martialed is what it sounds like.
Yeah, and I mean, this is outrageous. They're going after the Marines for the Camp Pendleton Cross, going after the Jesus statue at World War II Memorial in Montana, now complaining about prayer before going into battle. I mean, you know, give me a break here. But again, Jordan, we wanted to get people to sign on to this petition we've got going to the Department of Defense. I mean, the last day or two we're going to be doing it before we move on to other topics. We're going to continue talking about these outrages of the week. Obviously, we're in the Christmas season, so we're going to do that. But we do want to talk last day or two here for people to sign on.
Yeah, folks, again, you call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also sign up at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Or call now, 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255. I think we have to take a stand here. They're getting very defensive. They're getting angry, almost to the point of, I mean, really almost
aggressive.
Violent.
Aggressive. And the government, unfortunately, sometimes just like that Operation Christmas Child just kind of folds. I mean, with no good reason, but that's nevertheless what they're doing. So, all right, we've got a ton of calls coming in. Let's go take a couple.
Yep, let's get to Tony calling from Florida Online 3. Tony, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
It's Christmas, and I'm going to make three quick points.
Sure.
First of all, what has made our country so great? We have been guided by God and all, and it all started at Plymouth Rock. Second of all, you, me, and I, and the atheists have the freedom that they have because of brave men and women that are believers in God, have fought for our country and our nation and spilled their blood. Third of all, nothing against German folk, but we'd all be being regimed by the Nazis if it wasn't for Bonhoeffer.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, Bonhoeffer's a great theologian and activist. There's no doubt about it. And the fact is, but when it gets to this issue, what you've got to understand is atheists have the right to serve in the military, and they have, and they've served with honor and distinction. No one doubts that. It's the militancy of a very small group that's doing this that is getting the entire military to kowtow and to back off. That's the real problem here. So, folks, as we take more of your calls, I want to encourage you to do something. We're in the last month of the year. We're in a matching challenge campaign. I want you to go to ACLJ.org, donate online. Any amount you donate, which is tax deductible, we get a matching gift for. So ACLJ.org. Or you could call us at 877-989-2255. Sign that petition. Make a donation as well. Really helps out the ACLJ. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Back to the phones we go. Michael, caller from Texas Online 2. Michael, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, what's going on?
Good. Yes, sir.
I happen to be a combat vet and, come from a military family. My question was, if they're going to, why are they spending so much energy in something that they don't believe in? This whole country is based on freedom. It's like they have a right not to believe.
You bring up a good point, Jordan. You've been really researching and studying this, especially as you did the event. Did the Fox News thing on Saturday. You've been really getting into this in detail. What is the deal with this?
Yeah, I mean, they're literally going around looking for things to complain about. I mean, you got this this guy Jason Torpy, who's complained about the Camp Pendleton Cross, is now complaining about one incident while he was serving our country. And I think it's great that he served our country, but he's complaining about one incident about a prayer that he thought he had to come out. They're using this terminology as if they're so isolated in the United States because of their atheist beliefs. I think they want to make themselves much more important than people really, I don't think the other soldiers really care. They're focused. They may want to pray. They may not even be thinking about the prayer that much. That's a personal decision, but they're kind of locked into their own minds. If he doesn't want to participate, go right ahead. I mean, but instead, the cross is so offensive. And let me just reiterate, Dad, if that cross is so offensive, if they're willing to go into the mountains of Montana to rip down a Jesus statue and get so upset if anyone points out what they're trying to do, that's been there for almost 58 years is the exact amount of time it's been there, so almost 60 years, and now it's a crisis for them. Folks, it tells you, they would rip down every cross at Arlington National Cemetery. Dad,
sure.
It's the same group.
They're getting emboldened right now.
They wanted to sandblast the Capitol Visitor Center and take out In God We Trust.
Well, this is because they've gotten emboldened, and despite the fact that the court cases really don't go in their direction, I mean, that's the reality here, and that's what we have to understand. They don't win in court. They win through intimidation, and they generally don't win as long as we stand up. Again, fighting back is what we do at the ACLJ. Let's grab another call.
All right, let's go to Patrick calling from Indiana on line one. Patrick, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Patrick.
I think that you should counter-sue on the issue of it's not religious.
Here's the thing, though, Patrick. They're not suing. They're not doing this through litigation. I mean, they have filed, occasionally they'll file a suit, but generally it's not litigation. It's intimidation. It's a letter. It's a press release. It's a statement. It's threatening the Forestry Service to take a Jesus statue down because, you know, it's offensive to someone and getting governmental reaction to do that. That's the real problem with this. It's not litigation that we're talking about here, Jordan. It's threats and intimidation.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. They have a horrible track record in court. So this is about trying to complain, raise their voices, act like they're so offended. And now, almost, I mean, threatened. I mean, at this point, it's almost like disturbing the peace. If these emails that they're publishing now, these are coming from anonymous people who don't have the guts to put their name to their words, don't have the guts to put their rank to their words. So, you know, the guys who put up the cross, everyone knows who they are. The people complaining about it, it's one guy paid to be the head, you know, atheist complainer, and then anonymous people who are so upset that their language is violent and threatening. I mean, it really is that kind of an email, right, which you can read at Huffington Post, which we didn't, like, find this and expose them. They put this stuff out on their own. Well, and that's what's unbelievable, Des, that it's hatred, it's violent. I mean, it's to the point of almost being concerned about the safety of those of us defending the cross, and especially the troops who put it up.
You're absolutely correct. Hey, folks, let me tell you something. As we get ready to take a break, I mentioned this yesterday. We've got through our member services a gift for you, and that is we've got an ACLJ wireless phone that gives you direct access to us through text messaging, updates, right to your phone. First 3 months of service, Verizon service is great service, absolutely free. Our gift to you, if you are interested in this ACLJ member service benefit, and we encourage you to get information, call us at 800-311-2380. That's 1-800-311-2380. Tell the operator you want that wireless plan that Jay was talking about that benefits the ACLJ. And by the way, when you do start then getting bills 90 days later, and start paying for your service, a portion of it goes back and helps us at the ACLJ. But the first 90 days, absolutely free. Again, 800-311-2380. Also, while we're talking about this, folks, we're able to keep this broadcast on the air. We're able to keep fighting because of your generous support to the ACLJ. Jordan, we're encouraging people to go to aclj.org or call our toll-free number, sign on to these petitions, and make an online donation or a donation over the phone. We're in a matching challenge.
Yeah, I mean, the fight is raging up through the holiday. Folks, you go to aclj.org, make that matching challenge donation at aclj.org. It's why we can do those interviews at 4 a.m. wherever we are in the country or the world. aclj.org or call 877-989-2255.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Sekulow brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Sekulow is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSekulow.com. It happens every holiday season, this one no exception. Atheist organizations are working aggressively to remove any symbol of our history and heritage. At Camp Pendleton, an atheist group is challenging a cross put in place by a few Marines, honoring four of their own killed in Iraq. An atheist group says the memorial sends, quote, a message of exclusion. And on the battlefield in Afghanistan, the U.S. Army has removed a cross that's been in place in front of a chapel. An atheist group declared victory, saying its removal protected, quote, the civil rights and neutrality towards religion. It's time to send a message to the Department of Defense. The Constitution clearly protects the right to display a cross, a powerful symbol of hope and comfort. Stand with the ACLJ and add your name to our petition right now. Tell the DOD that the cross displays are not only appropriate, but constitutional as well. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
to let it be. That's the problem. So they put up that the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, all these groups have these, you know, responses. The Military Religious Freedom Foundation's put up the what they call Liars for Jesus, and they published this in Huffington Post, and they blame Fox News and the Team Seculo here at the ACLJ. So that was very kind. Persecution myths, this is what they said. Talking about the Cap Pendleton Cross, and David French, our senior counsel, who also serves in the military as a judge advocate general, is in the studios with us at our media center. Persecution, Christian myth number one, nobody is being forced to look at the monument. They say, well, that's not true. People are forced to look at it. David, response.
Well, you know, they're operating on a fundamentally incorrect premise that even if you see something, do you have a right not to see something? That's just completely wrong. It's a red herring. They're raising an issue that doesn't exist in constitutional law.
Well, first of all, the price of freedom is sometimes you might see something or hear something you don't agree with. But that's like they're the offended atheist, so they get to remove it.
Well, exactly. There's nothing about being an atheist that gives them special rights to not see something they don't like.
Right.
No American has that right. So all right, that's a complete red herring.
All right, that's number one. Number two, persecution, Christian myth number two. This is coming from the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. The lone atheist troublemaker. Let me go to Jordan first. Jordan, you've done some research on this, and so far what you found is?
Yeah, well, when it comes to the Camp Pendleton Cross, there is only one name that they've associated with the outrage. They put some anonymous emails that are profanity-laced, and, I mean, they're the all-caps type emails, folks, you know, where it sounds normal, and then someone's, like, literally having, like, a freak-out while they're writing it. And I have to wonder if it's even real. I mean, it sounds like it was crafted by these guys like Jason, who are the only outspoken opponents of the cross. Everyone else, it's so they've gotten hundreds of emails from people, none of them willing to actually put their name to it, which I says, you know, says a lot. The guy getting a paycheck to be the head of the Military Atheist Association, he'll come out against it. Who else? Oh, it's anonymous emails.
Yeah, he, by the way, the person that Jordan's talking to is a captain of the military, West Point graduate. We appreciate his service to the country, that's for sure. But he's also the president of the Military Association of Atheists and Freethinkers. David, you responded as well.
Well, you know, one of the things that's funny about this is the guy that they bring up is in the Army. Camp Pendleton is a Marine base. And this cross has been there for years and years and years.
Yep.
Where's the outrage been? There is no outrage. There is
it's manufactured
no
outrage.
Absolutely.
All right, number three. This is persecuted Christian myth number three. Only non-Christians object to government promotions of Christianity. David.
Well, again, you're going back to the same old premise that if someone objects, that it has to be unlawful. Read that Huffington Post piece yourself and ask yourself, is there a legal argument in there? Is there a legal argument that says that that cross is unconstitutional? No, she's erected some straw men, some arguments that we're not even making, and tries to debunk them.
Myth number four is blatant displays of Christianity by the government are okay because most Americans are Christians. That is not the reason it's okay. It's okay because the Constitution says acknowledging the religious heritage of the country is not a constitutional crisis. But, Jordan, they called you out specifically on this one.
Yeah, I mean, they say, you know, this is it's interesting. They say I've inflated the numbers of how many Christians there are in the military. You know where I got their numbers from when I said 90%? From the head of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, Mikey Weinstein, who is their boss, who founded all these organizations, who said in his own estimate, which I've cited at Washington Post and included the hyperlinks, that he believes 88%. He believes 88% are Christian, and I put in the same blog, 40% are evangelicals. That comes from the military's own statistics, 40% are evangelicals. And when I'm in those interviews, I always highlight that this is really the attack on evangelicals. Of course, they don't put that part in there. But, Dad, what it shows is it gets under their skin. They can't defend themselves in 5 minutes. And if you can't defend yourself in 5 minutes, you start writing these long blogs, never turns out good.
Well, you know, and another thing. Where's their record in court on this?
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
No they, case citations.
They do not win these cases. The way they win is they enlist the media in their campaign of manufactured outrage, generating their anonymous emails, and there's no there. There's no meat to the bones of this legal complaint because there is no legal complaint.
Well, I'll tell you, that's the myths they've alleged. We're going to take more of your phone call. We've debunked those myths. By the way, David French has got a great post at ACLJ.org. Go to the Docket blog and hit it, like it, so it goes on Facebook. We want to get it out far and wide. The campaign against the cross is not about freedom. And we will, that is right now on ACLJ.org. Jordan, let's go ahead and get some more calls.
Yeah, let's go to Michael calling from New York Online 4. Michael, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, Jordan, it's a pleasure. I was over at the rally. Over at the rally downtown, do you recall?
Oh yeah, the Ground Zero Mosque.
Fantastic. fantastic. Oh, we had such a good time. That's what we need to be together like that. Okay, Jordan, my question is this. Remember, today is Pearl Harbor, right?
Right.
That was the fulfillment of the prophecy of Fatima.
Tomorrow is Pearl Harbor, actually.
Excuse me?
Yeah, Pearl Harbor Day
is tomorrow.
December 7th.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Immaculate Conception. Today is the Immaculate Conception. See, so the Blessed Mother prophesied that in 1917, and it came out on the Immaculate Conception, which many people still rejected.
But, you know, here's the issue, Jordan, as we deal with this. You do remember that event you did in New York. That was on the Ground Zero Mosque. Not a lot of development, by the way, on the Ground Zero Mosque right now. And tomorrow is Pearl Harbor Day, December 7th, so that is something we'll talk about on tomorrow's broadcast. But, Jordan, you've gone after these people pretty aggressive. They've gone after you aggressive, but you're just dealing with fact.
Yeah, I mean, I quote them. I quote their statistics, and that outrages them as if they call me, Sam, inflating the numbers. I mean, go back and look at your boss. I mean, your boss is the one saying it. The second part about that, I would say, is if it's not lone atheists, give us some more atheists who are so upset about the cross. Don't send me anonymous emails with profanity-laced attacks on the military, basically damning people to hell. Worse than that, but it uses that kind of language. You can imagine for yourself how ridiculous this goes, but imagine all caps profanity targeted at our troops over a cross. This is not the crucifix, by the way. This is a cross. Is this how these people feel when they walk through Arlington National Cemetery? If it is, they're like a danger. I mean, seriously, I mean, this is the outrage, and this is what we talked about like that, the Ground Zero cross, the sick feeling, the disgust.
Yeah, well, that's what they said in their complaint.
And I mean, see it coming out in their words.
Yeah.
This is not people who are so atheist. They need those chaplains to support them because it's becoming a full-scale religion for them.
Well, it is a bit of religion for them, but David, go back to the one point: is they don't win these in court.
No, they don't.
It's intimidation.
Exactly, and unfortunately, the mainstream media is all too willing to whip this up. Where else does the mainstream media go and make a national media case about one or two people complaining about an issue with no real legal foundation? It's astonishing. But that's because it works for them, because they get these victories that they manufacture. That's why you have to get involved, and you have to push back, and you have to take a stand for religious liberty.
Yeah, we want you to do that. By the way, yesterday I was supposed to be on Fox News on Fast and Furious. It got bumped because the president was giving a speech. It is scheduled for today, 1:30 Eastern time on Megyn Kelly's broadcast. We encourage you to do that. If you want to get our ACLJ wireless phone with 3 months free service, I encourage you to call 800-311-2380. That's 1-800-311-2380. And folks, we're in a matching challenge campaign. We don't do this often on air, but we want your help to keep the ACLJ engaged in all these issues. Help keep us on the air. Go to aclj.org. Make an online donation. Anything you donate, we get a matching grant for. So if you donate $10, we get 20. You donate 20, we get 40. So we encourage you to do that at aclj.org. And Jordan, people can also sign up. Last couple of days to sign up onto this petition going to the Department of Defense and to President Obama.
Yeah, you pick up your phone. You call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. I think this is the time to really take a stand on this, folks, as we get closer and closer to the holiday season and the pressure ratcheted up. I mean, they're calling you liars for Jesus. Team Seculo is making up numbers. Oh, you mean quoting them. But it's time to take a stand, not for us, for the troops who put up that cross as a symbol of sacrifice. Call now, 877-989-2255. They want them like court-martialed. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. I'm dragging me down,
gonna... If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.